Another empire that's coming in John's day. This was not revealed until AD 96 when John wrote down the revelation. This empire was not mentioned by Daniel. Daniel mentioned number one. I'm sorry, he didn't mention one and two, but the Bible mentioned that. Daniel mentioned 3, 4, 5, 6, and 8, but he did not mention 7. And John is the one that revealed this in the New Testament. And he said there's coming this emperor, and he's going to continue for a little while, and he's going to rise up and continue, and then he's going to be killed and put into hell. And that was the seventh beast empire that tried to destroy Satan. It happened between AD 70, when the Jews were scattered by Rome, and 1948, when Israel became a nation again. So it's while the nation was in diaspora, Satan saw the time was close when the Jews were going to become a nation, and Jesus was going to come back. And he wanted to stop Jesus from coming back. So he got in this man and possessed this man to try to conquer the world, conquer Europe, and to kill Jews. And that became his big mission. So what empire are we talking about? What ruler are we talking about? Raise your hand if you know. Cherry?
Hitler.
Adolf Hitler. And that was the Nazi Empire, Nazi Germany. And Hitler tried to do that, indeed and in truth. So that was the seventh beast empire. And the Bible says that one of these previous rulers is coming back from hell. He's going to inhabit the body of Adolf Hitler. And he's coming back from hell. And he's going to rule over the eighth beast empire. You say, how do you know it's Hitler? Well, because the one that comes back died from a sword wound to the head, a military weapon to the head, like the Bible says, he that bears the sword does not bear it in vain. It just doesn't mean a metal sword. It could be a gun and a sword, which is a military weapon. Hitler killed himself with that during war to strategically do something to help the war, and he killed himself. And when his valet came to him and said, what are we going to do now, mein Führer? He said, look for the coming man, as his eyes were big. And, you know, that was Satan saying, I'm not done. I'm coming back. We got things to do yet. And when this ruler comes back, he'll have total name and face recognition. Everybody in the world will recognize him. And they'll be wondering and amazed at him. And will say, who can make war with him? And they'll worship him. And they'll worship Satan, who gives him his power. Satan is the unholy spirit. Hitler will be like the Father, and the Antichrist will be like the Son of God, the Trinity of evil. And so he's going to come back. Nobody would recognize Pharaoh if he came back and had modern clothes on. Nobody would recognize Shalmaneser and Nebuchadnezzar and so forth and so on. But they will recognize Adolf Hitler. And so you see, we have him as the ruler of this eighth beast empire called the New World Order. Hitler wanted a New World Order, and he was defeated. So the Fabian Socialists in England started to get a New World Order, and they wanted, first of all, to have a united Europe. Even Winston Churchill went along with that, believe it or not, after the war. They wanted a united Europe by peace. They wanted to do it by peace. And the Bible says, you know, that this world ruler is going to come to power by war, but also he'll use peace and diplomacy to gain power over Europe, first of all, then the world. And Europe will go into the Middle East. Israel will make a covenant with this beast ruler, and they'll think, oh, wow, we are now protected. We're part of the Roman Empire. We're part of the European Union. And it'll be this big Euromed. But then it's going to have 10 rulers, 10 horns, and they're going to rule over the entire world. All right. And we talked about in Revelation chapter 13, what are some nations that will lead unions of nations that will be part of this 10? What are some nations? Yes, ma'am.
Russia,
the bear. All right, that'll be a prominent one. Soviet Union. What's another big nation that's going to... Yes, ma'am. Oh, go ahead, Sarge.
Great Britain.
Great Britain, the lion, the British lion, and the tongue, the English tongue. And that's the Anglo-American axis that we have. So that's going to be a second one. Yep. China, the dragon. We know Satan is the dragon, but Satan is using China. The globalists say China is the big play. Why do they love China so much? Why does Klaus Schwab love China so much? Because they love the communists in China, the red communists. Remember, it's a red dragon. They love communism. Why? Because communism is tyranny, and they can control people, and Satan's a control freak. How do they control people in China? Does anybody know the key thing they use? Sarge?
In other words, see, if it comes out more and more, any through the bank accounts, and they can cancel them any moment.
That's right.
And it just happened to a lot of people, right in Shanghai, as a matter of fact, the money mysteriously vanished.
There you go.
The working class.
Yes, that's exactly what they do. And they have something called credit point system. And you get points if you take the jab. You get points if you do all these things. And you get points taken away if you don't. And if you don't go along with them, you can't travel. You can't buy and sell very much. You're really restricted like a slave. And Klaus Schwab loves this. They believe they're the elites. They should rule over everybody. Klaus Schwab said, you will have nothing and be glad of it. You know, he believes that. You'll be glad and you'll eat bugs and have nothing and like it. Now all these Hollywood actresses and actresses are pushing eating bugs. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going around. Eating bugs. And they're very destructive to your body, but they're trying to say that somehow helps things out and helps against this global warming myth, which carbon is not our problem. Global warming comes from the sun. And during the final month there that we're talking about, when the final wrath of God is poured out in the little book here, the sun is going to have a big solar explosion, and it's going to scorch the earth. And you talk about global warming, that's going to warm the hides of these people that keep saying this. God is going to do it. And so, you know, enough of this nonsense. Don't believe in carbon credits. Don't believe in carbon free and all this junk. By the way, China doesn't go by that. They just use that right now to control idiots in the West that don't know any better and suck up to this idiocy. Yeah. I certainly do. I think it's that communist Trudeau that's lighting the fires, and it's a warfare. They're waging war. We've got too much freedom for these globalists. Canada is exactly what they want. So they're using Canada to give us trouble, and I believe these fires are being lit purposely in Canada. They're using that to burn these forests down and to kill people. Remember, they want to reduce population. They want to pollute you. They want to destroy you. They want the population to go from ultimately 9 billion down to 500 million. And Bill Gates has been doing this by giving third world countries all kinds of, shots to stop women from having children and to sterilize them. And you take those and you he just loves that. And if he can't do birth control, he'll just
kill them.
Yeah, and that's what the jab was all about. That was a Bill Gates jab, and it was a Bill Gates cure to the jab that was put out there and is now killing people right and left in the world. They're still dying, you know. Nobody has been free of it. It's just horrible. But anyway, all of these things are going on, and it tells us that we're getting closer and closer to the end and to this final beast empire. And to cap it all off, Hitler's coming back. And if you watch that movie, Boys from Brazil, you might want to use Vid Angel. There's a part in there that is not good. Just keep that in mind. Vid Angel screens out anything bad from a movie. But anyway, it shows us that he is coming back, and it's right at the beginning of the 7 years that he will be incognito. He'll be in disguise. People won't recognize him. And right here, he'll pull off his mask, and everybody will know it's Mein Führer, Adolf Hitler, and it will be just the right time, and Satan will now be on earth with his fallen angels and set up this system and this one world religion. And we said that Hitler will have a Jewish person helping him. And just like Klaus Schwab has Yuval Noah Harari, a Jewish guy, and Schwab is a German, he has a Jewish guy helping him. So Hitler will have a Jewish Antichrist. But this Antichrist will call Hitler God. And he will say that we need to worship him. And he is going to do something to help the whole world worship him, Adolf Hitler. And what is it that this Jewish Antichrist is going to do to help people to worship Adolf Hitler? Raise your hand if you know something that's going to really be a big help. By the way, Sarge mentioned controlling your money. Does anybody know what it's called that's being pushed by the Biden administration right now, being pushed by the globalists? They are really working to get this through all the banks and all the world. And what's it called? Anybody know? Yep. Okay. No exchange of money. They definitely want money gone. Yeah. Patty? Yeah, like a digital wallet. But the thing, the key to it all is even more than that. Yep. Yeah, it's a whole cashless system. Now, here's the name of it. It's called CBDC. Don't forget that, because you're going to see it. And wherever you see it, we need to fight against it by prayer and by making us known. CBDC. They want to outlaw all Bitcoin, all kind of money that is not under what is called the central bank. That's what CB is, central bank. The central bank is the Federal Reserve, but that's not federal. It is international bankers, and they are in control of the printing of our money. And they charge us interest on the, quote, money they print. And they want this currency to be digital DC currency. So it's central bank digital currency. But notice it's central bank. That means any other currency is null and void, even if it's digital. They will not allow it. They do not want, for instance, Bitcoin digital currency. They only want central bank. Why? Obviously, because they'll control it. They control the central banks. The central bank in America is not controlled by you and I. The Constitution says that only the Congress can print money, and it's supposed to be a silver thing or a gold thing, but it is not being done that way. The Congress delegated that out, and they say, we're going to delegate that to these international bankers, and they create money out of thin air and then charge us. Do you know our income tax go for infrastructure? They don't go for roads and bridges. They go to pay the interest to these people that are the international bankers. That's right. And they control the world. And they control the world through money. What does it say? The love of money is the root of all evil. Why? Because money controls. Money talks, everybody walks. And that's how they're going to control the world, is through central bank. They're moving right now to get it into the United States and over the United States and throughout the world. And Satan is just pushing this. And, of course, the Chinese government, they love that. And the globalists want that. And so that is what you need to be fighting and realizing that is going to be used to control the world. Can you imagine Hitler with that over the whole world, controlling everybody's ability to buy and sell? So that's where that is going. And the Jewish Antichrist, the false prophet, he is going to set that up over the whole world, and people will not be able to buy or sell unless they do something. And what is it they have to do to buy or sell and get into this system, Cherry?
Get the mark of the beast.
Well, yeah, the mark of the beast. That's right. But in order to get that mark just identifies you as they can run a scanner over your hand or your forehead. And you won't need a debit card. You won't need a cell phone. You'll have it right in your body. And it'll be tattooed into your body or inserted in your skin. And you won't need that. And it will take money out of your bank account, put it back into your bank account. Everything will be done by that. That's where it's going. Everything will be done by that, right? And so central bank digital currency, and that's called the mark of the beast. But what do you have to do to get the mark? Cynthia. Yeah, you have to say Heil Hitler. Heil Hitler. And understanding that he is the highest God. He is higher than God. And he is equal with Satan, and he is God. That's where this is going. Yep. Nobody's going to be forced. That is exactly correct. It will not be forced. You will have to receive it. And that's Satan's initiation to check it out. Now, here's the thing. If you don't receive it, you don't buy or sell. So you can't get any doctor stuff. If you need any medication, you can't get it. You can't get any food. You can't get anything without taking that mark. Now, do you see how people are set up to be dependent on government right now? You see where it's all set up? I mean, people don't live off the land. They don't live like they used to live. But the only buying or selling will be people that will do it illegally. You can count me into that. You know, and they'll have to barter and so forth to live. And so this is called the Great Tribulation. It's when Satan's wrath is now to its top peak, and he's down on earth, and he has wrath because he knows he only has a little time now, and he is going to fight like hell to try to control this thing. It's going to be like hell on earth from Satan. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, at that time, yes, that at that time, that will. Yes, but however, you can say this, that gold and silver, you know, could be traded illegally. It'll always have value, you know, with somebody. So it'll always have value. But I'll tell you what'll be very valuable during that time will be food, because they'll control the food. And so all of this is going on. And just remember, this is Satan who wants to control the world. He's fighting God. He's going to lose, okay? And the closer it gets to the end, the more Satan's going to fight, but the shorter his time is, okay? So it's that time is going to pass by. Remember, Jesus said, I come quickly. These things, when they start, are going to happen one thing right after the other. And if you are forewarned, you can know what happened. Now, I don't know in our notes what one we left off with, what number, but I want to just finish these real quickly. Go on page 2 of your notes, and it says in number 4, the word mark is required there, so put that down, mark. Number 5, this image of the beast that is possessed by worshipers all over the world will be set up in the temple and will be empowered by devils. I think we said this before, that an image of the beast, Adolf Hitler, will be put up in the temple in Jerusalem, but everybody will have images of the beast. It's a collective noun, so that wherever you live, you will be given, if you have the mark, an image of the beast. And that image will speak and will help you and counsel you and give you advice and tell you the weather and everything. It will help you. But who is actually talking through that image? It's going to be what? Yep. Well, one of his fallen angels. Because he's going to have one-third of the angels that are with him, and they're going to be all over the world talking through these images. And if you have a neighbor that hasn't taken the mark, he's going to see that person and say they didn't take the mark, and they'll be able to be killed or arrested and killed. So that will be Satan's system to know who is worshiping him or not. Very perilous time to be alive. Yeah. Yes, correct. Exactly right. Yes. That's kind of like an AI. And AI is becoming sentient, because what's going to happen with AI is devils are going to inhabit AI. And they're going to work through AI. And that's going on right now as we speak. So keep that in mind. Then it says in number 6, in addition to the wonders of Adolf Hitler having been recognized as returning from the dead, the Jewish Antichrist will have power to do false wonders, signs, and miracles. And that's in Revelation 13:13. Notice what it says. He doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire to come down from heaven to earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And then you can worship, the beast and get help from him and all of that. And so that's going to be going on during that time. And you know how Hitler rounded up Jews and had them arrested and put to the gas chambers and all of that. Well, that's going to be on steroids during this time. And it will be all over the world. And it will be with the help of these images of Hitler that look like Hitler in every home. And they'll be able to speak and identify people that won't take this mark. So it's terrible. All right, number 7. It says, he will rule by the power of a cashless economy. Only those that worship the first beast will be given the mark that will allow money to be added or subtracted from their bank accounts. Now remember, the first beast is the one that's Hitler. The second beast is a Jew, and he will be the one to give you that mark and be over that economy, and he will have great power as well. And so it says in number 8 there, the number of the beast is 666, and one will need wisdom to count the number of the beast. And I don't have the answer to it, but I believe that if you have wisdom in the last days, you'll be able to count the number of the beast. It just confirms who the beast is. But if you know the Bible and know the Word of God, like you've been taught, you should be able to identify the beast as he comes along. And certainly a good Bible teacher could do that. Now you come into the end here, and it says, Daniel spoke of the second beast. This is the conclusion of your notes. Daniel spoke of the second beast in his book, Daniel 11:38. So remember, in Revelation, we have the first beast in the first part of Revelation 13, then the second beast. And the first beast is what kind of person? Is he a Jew or a Gentile? First beast. Yep.
Jew.
First beast. First beast, a Gentile. That's Hitler.
Sorry.
Second beast is here in Revelation 13. Look what it says in verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming out of the earth. That's the land of promise. And he had two horns like a lamb and spake as a dragon. So the lamb is like Jesus Christ. He's going to be like the lamb, an imitation of Christ, but he's going to speak like the devil, like a dragon. And we said Harari right now is like that. He's a wicked man. We talked about that last week. And it says in verse 12, he exercised all the power of the first beast before him and causeth the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders. Now the Jew seeks miracles, so he's going to do miracles. And we just talked about that. And verse 14, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by the sword and did live. Now, notice here, look at with me real quickly at Daniel 11, we'll wrap this up. Daniel 11, and I don't want to miss this to wrap it up. Daniel 11, and let's look at verse 36 of Daniel 11. And it says in verse 36, and the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished. And then it says, verse 37, about this king, it says, neither shall he regard the God, capital G, of his fathers, nor the desire of women. Did we talk about that? The desire of women? We did, didn't we? And nor the desire of women, nor regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above all. But in his estate shall he honor the god of forces, that's Satan, and a god whom his fathers knew not, that's Adolf Hitler, shall he honor with gold, silver, and precious stone. In other words, they'll make images of the beast, and he'll honor Adolf Hitler as the god. Now, go to John 10. We're going to wind up here. John 10. Now, the Bible says that the nation of Israel in the last days, when they're under the revived Roman Empire and they made a covenant, they're going to be attacked from the north by Syria and from the south by Egypt because of religious war. The beast, Adolf Hitler, is going to want to move in there with his army and want to take over Israel and take over Egypt and set up his one world religion so that we don't have religious wars anymore. So he's going to go to do that. But now the Jewish Antichrist will see this happening, and here in John 10:12, it talks about his response. Look at verse 12, it says, but he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep. So the Jewish Antichrist is going to see the wolf coming. Who is the wolf that's coming when this attack happens from the north and south? He's going to come from the west. Yep. Adolf Hitler. By the way, the name Adolf means wolf. Wolf. So the Jewish Antichrist is going to see Hitler coming to set up his one world government. And he is going to be like, oh boy, I'm the king over this part of the empire. I don't want to get in any trouble. And so what does he do? He seeth the wolf coming, and what does he do? He leaveth the sheep, the Israelites, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth them. In fact, the Bible tells us in Daniel, we don't have time to go there, he's going to go to the west, he's going to go to Hitler, and he's going to say, hey, I'll lead your army, and we will conquer together the Middle East again because of this religious war. And he'll do that just before the middle of the 7 years. He'll do that just before the middle of the 7 years, and he'll lead the army in there. They'll retake Jerusalem and the Temple Mount. And what's he going to do? He's going to put an image of the beast in the Temple Mount and demand worship of the beast to stop all these religious wars. So this is a prophecy in Daniel 11, 36 and following about this second beast who's going to see the wolf coming when this war takes place. And he is going to bring about peace by conquering Israel and the Temple Mount and putting Adolf Hitler and his image right in the temple. And can you imagine how Jews, when they see this and recognize it's Hitler with a mask off, how they're going to run? Orthodox Jews, they're going to hide. Yep.
When that happens, you know what, that's where we're like the best place for the enemy crosses.
It's going to be a horrible, horrible time. And the Bible says, except those days of that great tribulation be cut short or amputated, Matthew 24, no flesh would be saved. And by that he means no believing flesh or no elect flesh. No flesh that refuses to take the mark would be saved, because Hitler would manage to kill every last person that doesn't assimilate into his kingdom. You see? And so that is coming, and then the Lord's going to come back and pour out his wrath, and that begins the day of the Lord. And so these things, listen, they're things prophesied, they're things we're to know about and we're to watch for and warn people about that right now while we have time. So I'm glad you're studying this. And next week, we're going to go back to chapter 14 and keep looking at the time clock and how the Lord is going to take care of all this, and he's going to win the battle there. All right, you can go. Amen and amen. What's that, Lisa? I think I do. Let me see if I do. I thought I had. Yeah, let's see. I got one here for you. Huh?
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday? We got to sing happy birthday to you. That's it? Oh.